President Bush is on the road today, talking about trade and the economy, and laughing about an incident in the White House yesterday that left him with a large scratch on his left cheek. The White House has reported that the president was alone watching football in the second-floor residence when he choked on a pretzel. The president passed out, and he hit the floor face first as he fell from the couch. He was examined yesterday and again this morning by his physician, who says the president's health is fine. NPR's Don Gagne is traveling with the president and has this report from Aurora, Missouri.
It's not exactly a story you hear every day. The leader of the free world blacks out while eating pretzels on his couch. Even those dignitaries who shared the stage with the president on his travels today couldn't resist needling him. And it's hardly a subject the president can ignore, given the silver dollar-sized sore just below his left eye.
If my mother is listening, Mother, I should have listened to you. Always chew your pretzels before you swallow.
But the president came to the Midwest today to talk about the economy. His first stop was at a giant John Deere farm equipment factory in East Moline, Illinois, right on the Mississippi River. The plant here employs more than 1,800 workers. They build combines that can sell for $250,000 apiece. But sales are down. The company lost money in the last quarter. And at the East Moline plant alone, there have been 80 layoffs in the past year. With two giant green and yellow John Deere combines looming behind him, Mr. Bush called this company an important component in the U.S. agricultural economy.
Those who grow food and those who help the farmers harvest that food are an incredibly important part to the future of our country. The food and fiber industry represents $1.3 trillion of gross domestic product in the year 2000. It employed over 24 million people.
But the president also noted how consumer confidence has been hurt by the September 11th terrorist attacks and how that has had a negative impact on the economy. He said success in the war on terrorism will help the economy by restoring people's confidence and by assuring them that their government is working day and night to prevent future attacks. The president made a pitch today for the U.S. Senate to support a House-passed bill, giving him enhanced power to negotiate trade deals. The administration calls it Trade Promotion Authority. Critics contend that in many cases, increased trade actually costs Americans high-wage jobs. But Mr. Bush says increased trade will help companies like John Deere, who do a significant portion of their business overseas. He also pointed out that much of what American agriculture grows and produces is sold to foreign markets. Again today, the president defended the $1.35 trillion tax cut he signed last year, promising to push for further tax reductions in the coming year.
If you have more money in your pocket, you buy more things, which encourages more production. Consumer demand is stimulated by tax relief. And the great thing about our society is when consumers demand, generally somebody's there to produce. And so there's more jobs as more production takes place.
With this trip, the White House is trying to get its message out at the start of this congressional election year. Such stops are designed to show that the president, while still commander-in-chief in the war on terrorism, also has a domestic agenda. It's the second week in a row that the president has put the economy front and center. But once again, his chosen theme is having to share airtime with a competing storyline. Last week it was Enron and the close ties the Bush administration has to the bankrupt energy trading firm. This week it's a more lighthearted matter, the pretzel incident, which will presumably take less time to heal. Don Gagne, NPR News, with the president in Aurora, Missouri.